This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we roll. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, Daily Gambit headed your way. We had some bets last night. We'll see how they treated us. Now, we know the Aztec one's going to be an L for all three of us because we all took them. But how much worse did we fare last night?
Yeah.
one of those, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I'm still getting over the QR code that you could get to see Darian Trammell in a...
From a wedding photo 10 years ago.
That's pretty good.
These fans are organized. I know the show. You guys are fantastic and amazing, and I love that you're our fans, but does the show hand out pieces of paper with bios on the other team's players? I mean, basically, yes. A bio is put out there so you can make fun of something on the bio, right?
That is strong.
That is strong.
Quite strong right there.
But again, it's Logan, Utah.
I really want to turn the other way anytime a Utah school has an issue with things that are happening at their school because they seem to go hard in the paint.
That again?
I said, I hope that they never do anything wrong, or someone never does anything wrong to them, because if they complain, I'm going to turn my head. Utah schools.
Oh.
Because
yeah.
Like you said, that's next level.
That's diabolical right
that
there.
That is diabolical.
QR code, and it's a picture of him in a wedding suit.
I don't understand why that's bad.
It's just
random.
It's random.
And then what was the other one, Micah Parrish?
We don't know how he looked in the suit.
Maybe he looked bad.
He was a youngster, it sounded like, so he might not.
So Micah Parrish's phone is probably blowing up with people trying to, have him loan them money based on his account?
Oh, yeah, because he put the cash out.
Yeah.
I mean, these fans.
They're on it, man. You can't be mad at it.
I can't be mad at that either. I mean, as long as they don't get too personal.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
don't know what they said to Reese Waters to get him to yell back. But Ziegler's
typically
right.
Typically, it's something disrespectful if you get somebody to yell
and,
back at you.
But Ziegler's right. Jalen House was acting the fool here at Viejas Arena the entire game.
And in the pit.
For sure he was in the pit. So if that's a technical, then, that should have been. Anyway. There you go.
All right. Mr. Scraby, you ready?
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I can't find any odds on this, guys, but what are the odds that MLB is going to scrap the uniforms they have right now and go with something completely different.
I think I'm going to put it above 50% right now.
Above 50?
Yeah.
You think the players are going to make that much noise?
I think once they start hearing from the fans, I think that's where it gets...
The fans are going to see all of these ugly 100%. Uniforms. And say,
oh,
we're
already making fun of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Really? Once you can see through the pants.
All right, I don't want to see through the pants.
They got to see through. So everybody better have their sliders on underneath.
Shohei did in his picture because I saw his sliders through his pants. You see the bottom of the shirt tucked in. Like, I don't know...
That's a bad
why
look.
Why do these expensive or well-funded companies make such bad decisions? I don't understand it. But they're going to have to change the pants at least because the pants cannot be see-through. All right. Let's start. Did I already say gamble responsibly?
It's going to make for an interesting opening series in Korea.
It will, just to see if there's pants
but
or see-through.
But the games are on after hours, so maybe they can get away with it.
That's true. Isn't it like Safe Harbor or something like that?
I don't know.
In radio, we have Safe Harbor. But
true.
Anyway. Do you know what
nobody
Safe
knows,
Harbor is?
No. I do, but I don't think anybody listening
does. I was looking at Tony.
I was like, yeah, we got it.
I don't know the exact time, but from a certain time, like say 11 p.m. till about 4 a.m., technically...
You can
we
swear?
Can say whatever we want.
Oh, really?
Well,
so we got
reason.
Like another 55 minutes of that.
No, we would still get fired because Odyssey doesn't want us swearing at any point in time.
Okay.
But technically, we can do it overnight if we really wanted to. That's what Safe Harbor.
11 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the actual time frame, but there is an overnight time frame called Safe Harbor.
Interesting.
Yes. That's where I got my start, just yelling swear words into the microphone. I'm just kidding. All right, Utah State, 2.5 points on the point spread. They were favorites in the game last night. We already said this. We all chose the Aztecs. The Aztecs did not win, so we're out on that one. Jaden Ledee over under 18.5 points. We all said over. He did go over with 23 points. St. Mary's were 7.5 point favorites over my Dons. You guys chose St. Mary's. I chose the Dons. St. Mary's won, but they did not cover 70-66. And then you got UConn, -2.5. All of us chose UConn. Creighton crushed them, 85-66. And then we had the LA Kings, -1.5 on the puck line. And the Kings, you guys chose the Kings. I chose the Blue Jackets. Kings win 5-1. So I cannot figure out this Kings bet.
Yeah, you were wrong on that one again. We all went 2-3 to answer your question,
Tony. Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
It's a losing night for all three of us. That's more casinos being built.
Wait, go back. You said the Kings won?
Kings won 5-1.
Ooh, I finally won.
Yeah, she won that one. Scraby lost that one.
Real quick, the Sour is brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. What do you got, Chris?
All right, here we go for tonight. I got something that I hadn't seen before. We got an Aztec women's game coming up tonight at Viejas against Air Force. And I was checking the schedule on ESPN. They now are posting odds on the all of the women's games. They don't normally
do
that.
Thank you, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark's got it going on. So the Aztecs, we thought we'd jump in. The Aztecs are favored by 9.5.
Caitlin Clark guys going on.
Oh, please.
I was laughing because I couldn't get her name out accurately, and I thought you were going to have something to say, but you didn't catch it. Good.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You caught Chris's, which is fine by
she's
me.
She's got it going on. Caitlin
that's
Clark
good.
Has
great.
Got it going on.
All right, Aztecs are 9.5 points favored over Air Force tonight. The Aztecs are ahead of Air Force in the standings. Air Force did win the first meeting at Colorado Springs in overtime. So the Aztecs will be looking for a little revenge. 9.5 point favorites. I have to take the Aztecs. I probably should disqualify myself since I'm broadcasting the game.
But... No action.
Oh, yeah.
But I will go ahead and place a wager for fun anyway. Take the Aztecs. They're playing well at home. They're much like the men's team. They play really, really solid at home, especially against teams they're supposed to beat. And they've struggled on the road, so as they did in their loss to Air Force. Tony, what do you want to do here? 9.5.
Give me the Aztecs.
He's going with the red and black. Scraby?
I got to follow your recommendation.
You're going to follow our lead here?
Yes.
All right, on to the men's game. We've got a good one tonight at New Mexico with Colorado State at New Mexico. New Mexico's favored by 7.5. Who do we need to win?
Yes.
That's a good question, Tony. Let's take a look at the current standings in the Mountain West Conference.
New Mexico is 8-5.
Colorado State, I think, is also 8-5, are they not?
I think everybody might be.
Pretty much everybody's 8-5. Yeah, it's so close. To me, I mean, Colorado State just beat Utah State by 20, but that was at Colorado State. And we've talked about this, man, going on the road in this conference, really, really difficult. So Colorado State gets 7.5 points. Tony, you're first.
Colorado State's get it, so it's at home, okay.
It's at New Mexico.
Yeah. Give me New Mexico.
New Mexico going to win by 8 or more. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Scraby?
Going with the Rams.
Oh, your Rams.
My Rams.
One of your many alma maters.
Yes.
This is a tough one. I mean, I expect Colorado State to play close, but, I mean, they ended up just totally, you know, falling apart here in San Diego last week, right? That second half.
40.
Yeah. I mean, just got obliterated. Mm-hmm. And New Mexico at home, once they start riding that wave, they just blow you out. So I'll take New Mexico. All right. I thought I'd put him in there. Dylan, the villain of college basketball, Jalen House tonight for New Mexico, over under 16.5 points. Scraby.
Oh, man. You're asking.
He averages about this.
I know. Their over-unders are always what they average.
Right, pretty much.
I'm going to say over, though.
You're going to say over for Jalen House at home. I'm going to just... I have to root against him. It's just...
It's in your blood?
It's in my blood to root against guys like that. I'll say under. But it'll probably go over because he always seems to shoot well at home. Tony?
Yeah, I'm going to say over.
You're going to go over. Yeah, I am looking at the standings. Colorado State, New Mexico, both 8-5 in the conference, so...
Aztecs at 9-5.
Aztecs are currently third because Utah State's 10-4. Boise State is 9-4. But like Ziegler said, it's going to change around a bunch of times. All right, Duke's at Miami of Florida tonight. Jesse Agler's Hurricanes in the Final Four last year, but not having a great season this year. Duke is ranked favored by 6.5, but on the road. Do you take Duke? I take Miami because I've been taking teams at home getting points all year, and it's been working out. Tony?
Miami.
Miami, going to take 6.5
points. That's a philosophy that's worked for everybody all year.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do it, you got burned by it. So.
Right.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido.
Can I share
Miami.
Something with you guys? We were talking about the uniforms.
Uh-oh.
This headline is fantastic. SB Nation. The terrible fanatic MLB uniforms are going to put the balls in baseball.
Oh, no.
And there's a picture.
I'm not so sure that headline didn't belong in the safe harbor.
And there's a picture, I think, of Cal Riley, the catcher for Seattle.
Oh, that's what it was.
With
yeah.
his pants, with yeah, his shirt yeah, tucked in. Yeah. And you can clearly see.
No, I don't want to know what you can see.
No, show Chris.
I don't want to see
you're
this
not gonna
picture.
See you're anything, not going to see anything,
Chris. I don't want to
even.
You just
see the bottom
you have
of his
to
shirt.
See it.
Like, clear as day.
And that's not a good look. And it's something I will not be able to unsee.
The Shohei Ohtani one, I'm going to try to go find it and repost it at, look,
hey guys,
at Matt Scraby.
Pants.
But... Number one, Shohei Ohtani shows his Tommy John scar. It is gnarly.
It's gnarly, yeah.
But number two, you can totally see everything under the pants. It's
I can
crazy.
Tell you, I got plenty of teammates. I know there are some dudes out there, especially pitchers, that will be free as a bird.
Pitchers.
That like to, you know.
Pitchers don't like to wear a cup.
No, I don't say they don't like to wear cups. I just know there are a few that, you know, they like to be free out there.
Mm. And apparently now we're all going to find out which pictures those are.
They don't get this pants thing fixed in there. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. All right, Scraby, what'd you do? Miami also? Is it all
welcome
three of us?
Welcome to Miami.
All right, we're all taking the points there. And then I put this one in just for you guys. Anaheim Ducks at home tonight, favored by 1.5 goals over those same Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, gosh.
Scraby, you're first. You took the Blue Ducks, Jackets last night.
Can the Ducks get some love from the Blue Jackets here?
I'm gonna go Blue Jackets
gonna
again.
Stay with
who's
the Blue
favorite?
Jacket. The Ducks are favored by 1.5.
Give me the Ducks.
You're taking the
all
Ducks.
All Cali, baby.
All right. I'm gonna go with the Blue Jackets just because I don't think the Ducks have beaten anybody by 2 goals this year. All right, there we go. We'll all see right. how we do tomorrow. Daily Gambit action in the books.
I just reposted that Shohei Ohtani picture, and the caption is great. It says, "This looks less like a Dodgers uniform and more like a Spirit Halloween costume."
It really does.
Look, this is the one I'm talking about.
The fans are just
ridiculous.
The fans are just really, yeah. So they're hopefully the fans, between the fans and players, it sounds like baseball's not going to have much of a choice.
Jocelyn on the chat says this is great for Major League Baseball because they got a whole new fan base of women.
Hey, everything's in 4K. Just want to remind everybody. There's no not seeing it if they continue to this through this with these uniforms.
I just can't believe we're talking about, like, when I first saw the story, I was like, what are we really doing?
I did too. I thought everybody was like blowing it out of proportion. But after seeing that picture, man. Man, oh man. All right, let's get to break. We got more Gwen and Chris.
We got pictures to look at during the break, so.
Oh, man, the comments are great. Elisa says, going to be seeing a sea of cheeks. Chance says, no wonder my wife is all in on the baseball game. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
More Gwen and Chris on the way. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Don't be surprised if the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs, send Antonio Pierce thank you cards, Christmas cards, whatever they can. Antonio Pierce, as you know, is the head coach of the Raiders. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Tony, you remember the Jordan rules.
I do.
Back in the late 1980s.
I've been getting familiar with those rules again, watching The Last Dance here the last couple of days.
Yes. The Detroit Pistons, led by their then coach, Hall of Famer Chuck Daly, put in what they called the Jordan rules to face Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. And as people don't remember, the Bulls were eliminated from the postseason 3 years in a row by the Pistons, before they began their championship run. And basically what the Jordan rules were, whenever Jordan drove the basketball to the lane, you hit him as hard as you possibly can.
If he left the floor,
yes,
he had to be put back on the floor on his back,
yes,
or behind.
Well, and here we are all these years later, almost, 40 years later, and Antonio Pierce of the Las Vegas Raiders says he has come up with something called the Patrick Mahomes rules.
Mm.
And he wants that in place for his Raiders whenever they play the Super Bowl champs. Well, apparently the rules were in place when the two teams met on Christmas Day this past season. That was the last time the Chiefs lost. The Raiders whooped them 20-14. Mahomes threw one pick six, and then he gave up another defensive touchdown. He was sacked 4 times. He was hit 10 times. And apparently Antonio Pierce's rules worked.
Yeah.
At least that day.
Well, listen, what I recall from the Jordan rules is they were for about 2 years.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then they didn't work anymore.
No, Jordan finally got mind over matter and decided, all right, I'm going to get hit. I'm just going to make every free throw and make it hurt you.
I think the difference here, though, is the Jordan rules work because Michael Jordan had to find a different way to win. He had gone through the league up until that point, literally floating in the air and doing really whatever he wanted to do on the court. There was nothing anybody could do. It wasn't amounting to wins. What's different here is Mahomes, I think, has already learned how to win.
Yeah.
And you can make the argument last year, during this past Super Bowl win, he did it without the prolific offense that he had the previous year. So I think these Mahomes rules, although may make it a little bit more difficult, I don't know that they're going to have much of an impact in terms of stopping him from being the last one standing.
Getting to where he wants to go,
right,
ultimately. Antonio Pierce was on the Max Crosby, it's called the Rush podcast. Crosby, of course, an all-pro defensive tackle for the Raiders. Said Pierce, we've got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling them from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s, before he became Michael Jordan, Air Jordan. The Pistons used to whoop his... Can I say, are we in the safe zone?
Don't say it.
All right, you used to whoop him. Anytime he came to the hole, elbows, feeling him, love tacks, we touched him, we're in the head, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I'm touching you, so I showed those guys, Jordan getting his ass beat.
Did you try to skip over? Did you accidentally say that?
No,
because you said...
Oh, I meant... Yes, I should have skipped over that word and not said the other one.
Yes.
My bad.
You said the word and then paused.
Right. I know. I'm a dummy.
It's just a little late.
It's not the first time.
I'm a dummy. That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a good one for the start of the season right there.
Yeah, but here's how things turned out at the end. The Chiefs, Andy Reid, said that he texted Antonio Pierce a big thank you because that game on Christmas Day, he says, helped refocus his team. And, of course, the Chiefs did refocus and went on to win their second consecutive Super Bowl.
So, I mean, in some ways, the Chiefs were thankful for it.
Yeah.
But I promise you, Antonio Pierce, you could see it watching that Raider team at the end. They play with a different
little chip
on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And he is I was listening to him. He must be doing the podcast runs right now because I was listening to him talk on the Pivot. And one of the things that, you know, he is very keen on is that he wants to be the example for players that have played in the NFL that want to get into head coach. He wants to be kind of the role model for that. And so he takes it very seriously. He wants to go out and have some success in his position because he knows that he's not a Harvard guy. He's not one of these Ivy League guys.
Analytics, maybe, not
or
so
analytics
much
as well.
Yeah.
And I think he recognizes the importance of this job, not just as it pertains to him, but for those who may want to follow suit afterwards.
Scraby likes Antonio Pierce because he's such a animal lover, Antonio Pierce is.
You shouldn't have brought this up. You shouldn't have brought this up.
Yes, I should have.
Because this is the only thing that's holding me back from wanting to love Antonio Pierce is that he left his dogs at home without any care when he went to the Super Bowl years ago. And so he pled guilty to it. He accepted his thing, but okay. How could you leave a poor dog by itself?
It wasn't a great move.
You think? The poor dogs had to break out of the house and go find a neighbor because they were so hungry.
You're over here making up
stuff. No, that's what happened.
They didn't.
The reason the neighbor was the one who called the police.
I'm saying I believe the neighbor called the police, but you're making it seem like the dogs had the great escape.
Walked up to the door and knocked on the door and said, you know, we can't figure out how to work the can opener. Can you help us?
Yeah, because the owner is in the Super Bowl at the Super Bowl and didn't decide he wanted to take care of his dogs.
You are something else.
I was not going to bring that up until Chris brought it up. So
I know you weren't.
I have a question, though. Anytime I have a Big Five topic, are you going to use it at 3:20, Chris?
Was that? I did not know.
Sorry.
My bad.
You know, it is on your sheet. You could look ahead.
I could. But you know what? It's baby steps.
You know
and
what?
And for me, just getting myself hooked up to the YouTube video feed every day is a step in the right direction. Now I got to start working on reading the Big Five ahead of time.
NY Mike 8 says the New York Rangers were the away team at Giants Stadium on Sunday. So what? There. Remember we were talking about away teams, neutral sites? Someone, I believe, is just starting the show. And so they're commenting. But the Rangers were the away team at Giants Stadium on Sunday when they played their hockey game.
I don't know what hockey has to do with college basketball, neutral site basketball. We're talking about away teams at neutral sites.
So there was an away team.
No, we were talking about basketball away teams.
And college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to hockey.
Well,
yeah.
Because it's all the same.
No,
If they're playing at Giants Stadium, wouldn't that be a neutral site? But they're saying there's an away team.
And if it was college basketball, it would be a neutral site. But it's not college basketball.
Who was this who wrote this on the chat?
NY Mike 8. Don't make fun of NY Mike 8. He is a great Scrabinator for the Scraby Show.
Evidently so.
Did you guys know
he found a way to agree with you.
Did you guys know that people that listen to the Scraby Show are called Scrabinators?
How did we come to Scrabinators?
I didn't. I came up with the name. People wanted to know what they can call themselves, and so I was like,
Scrabinators.
It was Scrabites, and Scrabinators is the one I like the most. So
is his name?
As you guys can see in the camera, he's very proud of this.
Is his name NY Mike 8 because there are 8 Scrabinators?
Yowzers.
Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. It took me a second to get your joke.
Sisterello.
Okay.
Scraby Chronicles, follow the show. All you Scrabinators, stay tuned. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. We will take care of all of what ails all of you, the sports court. Next on Gwen and Chris.
Occasionally here in the studio, I'd say probably more than occasionally, there's some good banter. Chris, myself, we like to give Adam Klug a hard time from time to time. And it's usually, to be quite frank, it's usually me giving Adam a hard time. But today, during our pre-show meeting, Chris hit him with a good one today that even I had to, like, give him some dap on. It caught Adam by surprise. And, you know, per usual, Adam takes it in stride, laughs it off. Scraby's going to post a picture here shortly. But, Chris, what was the exact line you hit him with?
I took a look at Adam's red and white checkered
pink
shirt.
And white.
And I asked him when he was going to return my wife's tablecloth.
It's very rude.
And that's like, you know, we've heard that one before. But being that it came from Chris and it came like out of left field, it was really, really funny.
The timing was good.
The timing was perfect. Because as I turned to look at Adam's shirt, because I hadn't really seen it yet, It definitely reminded me of a tablecloth. but he took it in stride. Scraby, you going to post that picture for
me? Join it right now, and I'm saying, not nice, Chris LOSD.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what the caption's
going to be. You laughed along with everybody else?
No, I did not. I was like, that is rude.
You were honest. You were taken aback by the comment?
Yes.
Yeah, you were horrified by the comment.
Liar.
I was.
Liar.
You know, my mom taught me one thing. Treat people how you want to be treated.
How have you done living up to that advice?
Very well. I treat Adam very nice, and Adam treats me great.
Sometimes.
You have
your moments.
I haven't had a blow up in a while.
What's a while?
Over a year, I think.
Yeah, right, dude.
No, blow up with Adam?
Yes.
And mostly I say blow up with Adam because I'm the one blowing up at Adam.
Yes. You got in a fight in the 7-Up line, or the 7-Eleven line last about a month ago.
But he has normal blow ups.
Yeah, you have those all day long, every day.
You usually have
those.
But not with Adam, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely used to have things I should have been fired for. In a regular job, I believe I would have been fired.
What was the mishap at 7-Eleven a few months ago? Somebody
was taking
stepped in his space, I believe.
Well, that was one of many.
That was a long time ago.
I think the most recent one was they were taking too long to.
It was the lottery guy.
The lottery ticket.
You know, he remembers those. He knows all those.
You know, last night my daily or. We don't need to talk about the Daily Gripe last night, but I think I need to get involved with the city.
Oh, no, you don't.
Stop the groups of bicyclists from taking over the roadways.
He's mad at bicyclists.
I'm okay with bicyclists, but
I'm
when
not.
There's 65 of them and they're all riding in the all
well,
over
none of
the
them
road,
ride,
none
in, the
ride
lane.
In the bike lane. Yeah,
they never ride in the bike lane. And that so my complaint isn't necessarily with the bicyclists. My complaint is with our stupid city that keeps putting bike lanes everywhere. Just leave them out. The bicyclists go wherever they want to go at all times anyway. Stop wasting my taxpayer money on
enforcement of the bike lane because
you want
Chris is right though. Bicyclists, and I know we're talking to people out there that are probably like, man, you guys are dumb. But bicyclists might be the thing that makes me the angriest.
Angrier than somebody tailgating you even.
Oh, I can deal with a tailgater because I'll just drive slower.
There's no.
I'm
not doing that all the time.
Yeah, you bicyclists might think that we're, you know, you don't like us for, you know, criticizing bicyclists. And you may say yourself that I out there, me personally, the bicyclist, I care about my other, you know, auto drivers out on the road, car drivers out on the road. But 90% of you bicyclists could care less that there is a car right up your rear tire.
We struck a nerve, just do whatever
you want to do out there.
Chance says they're pedestrians. They're not. They're on a vehicle because you can get a DUI on a bike. So there.
So you tell them, Scraby.
I was threatened with one at Colorado State. That's how I know. I didn't realize that you could get a DUI on a bike, but you can.
I did not know bicyclists have gotten under your guys' skin.
You live in the sticks.
I do.
Nobody can
get a bicycle out by where you live.
A lot of hills far away.
Airlifted in or something.
That's not true. I see bicyclists sometimes in the moment. I have some of these same thoughts, but not that it seems like as deep as both of you two have it.
Well, Elisa says they also have to follow road signs and lights. And I can tell you specifically, there's a spot on my way to work where there's two stop signs and bicyclists. I try to get ahead of them because if I don't get ahead of them before these two stop signs, then I'm stuck behind them.
In my area, this is the double turn lane. And like I'm not talking about like near a bike lane. It's like a left turn. So it's like in the middle of the street. And that one is the most concerning because as they start to make their left turn, obviously they're on a bike, I'm in a car. You gotta kind of maneuver around them in some cases.
Have any
bicyclists jumped on the chat to try to defend themselves?
Not really, no. They're biking, so they can't. I have, like Chris said, I have no problem with the bicyclists that are doing it and sharing the road. It's just the ones that are riding in the 70 people, the pelotons, I think they call them, of bicyclists. And
pelotons don't move.
No, I think it's called a peloton. Group of bicyclists is
called a peloton. I did not know that.
I didn't know that until a few months ago. I hope I'm right.
A group of cyclists called a Peloton?
I don't know that I would have got that correct, but I kind of have heard that before, yes. Ah,
but
that's where they got the name from.
I was late to an AA meeting because, I'm not kidding, I was in a line of maybe 20 cars following these guys all the way up this hill. And I started honking. And I got other people riled up.
I'm sure you did.
And the bicyclists didn't care. So,
well, let's go ahead and check some traffic and get to the sports court where we can help somebody.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Kind of hungry right now, so Chris, can you go to Spiro's and get me some Mediterranean food?
I would love to get it for all of us. And if you love Mediterranean food out there, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. They have a location in Coronado and one in La Jolla, neither very far from where we are right now, Scrape. Mm-hmm. We could get out there, mm-hmm. or we could get dining or takeout options just by visiting Spiro'sCuisine.com.
Cuisine. All right, so if you have any problems out there that you want us to solve or at least try to solve, you can send me some DMs at Matt Scraby. I will try and put them together. I will not put anything that is not radio-friendly. I'm sorry to everyone. Maybe one day we'll answer those in podcast format. But today we have a couple different things. We have a guy who is now newly sober, and we got a golf question. We also have a guy who hates his friend's girlfriend, and he needs to know why.
That one sounds intriguing, but I'm looking forward to the golf question.
Oh, the golf question I think Chris is going to like. But here we go. First one, and it goes like this. This may be one for Scraby. Let me start it like this. I don't drink because I'm an alcoholic. Chris doesn't drink for personal choice. Right, Chris? It's not because you're an alcoholic.
Correct.
Did I get into something? Okay, let's move on. This may be one for Scraby, but I've been struggling with my drinking for years and years and years. Tried so many times to quit drinking, but I finally did stop drinking this year, and I am going strong. As of writing this, I have 49 days, and I'm not looking back. My problem is, I don't know the last time I went to a Padres game and did not drink. I am nervous about the temptation, but what I'm most nervous about, the intoxicated fans around me. Chris, do you have any tips for me when I go to my first sober Padres game?
Well, I was going to say bring a big jug of Diet Coke with you, but they won't let you in with that.
That's true.
Yeah, make a beeline to the concession stand and get yourself a nice soda and sit back, relax, enjoy the ball game. And if you need to drink another one, drink another one. I always feel like keeping your hands busy is probably a fairly good idea. But I can't think of this in an alcoholic's terms, so I'm not going to answer that part of the question.
All right.
I'm just going to say try to keep yourself busy drinking something else.
All right, that's good advice. Tony, do you have any tips for him when he goes to his first sober Padres game?
Yeah, I think so. I want to ask you a question.
For me?
Yes.
Okay.
49 days into your sobriety.
Yeah.
Would you have been comfortable enough to go to
no.
a baseball game? That's what my advice is. Don't go.
By the time it would be...
Don't go.
By the time it might be over 100 days...
That's true. At what point would you have, in your sobriety
6 months.
30s. That's...
Six, that's 180.
That's far more than 100 days right there.
Yeah.
When you first started reading this, that was the first thought that came to my mind. Why would you go? Why would you put yourself in that type of environment? Because I can rest assured... Almost everybody else in that building is going to be having a cold beverage or two. Not almost everybody. Most of the people there. So I would say if you're not 100% sure, don't go yet. There's a long season, right? It's April to October. I would say let some more time go before you put yourself into that oven.
It is an oven. Both of you guys with very good advice. Here are some of the chat suggestions. Cesar says, perhaps this person can take score at the ballpark
and keep your mind
hands and mind busy. Also, can't you get free soda if you're a sober driver? I'm not sure, but I have heard that about the Padres games. Try some sunflower seeds.
Wait, what?
Free soda if you're
You're driving home drunk, people? They'll give you free sodas?
Or a DD.
What do you do? Wait, I want to know.
I don't know.
I go with people drinking all the time, and I drive.
Are you the DD?
I guess, for lack of a better term. So do I just walk up? I want to find out about this now. And save some money on my sodas.
Yeah, if you're not buying any. Yeah, I mean.
So you just tell them everybody in my party is drinking and I'm not, so where's my free soda?
I don't know if you should say it just like that, but I think.
Where's my free soda?
Hey, I'm not drinking. Give me my free soda. Oh, we have a bicyclist in the chat.
I figured we'd get one.
How else should I get my cardio in?
Get your cardio, but stay out of the driving lanes. Simple.
All right. What my advice would be, Tony actually, he gave some pretty good advice by not going until you're ready. Because I remember my first event with drunk people as a non-drunk person.
How many days were you in?
It was probably around 50, okay. 60 maybe. And I hated it and I left. Because there's something about people... like Rob Manfred in your ear going, how do you like this concert? There's just something that I can't handle, and I know that's unfair because I was really annoying as a drunk person.
I mean, let's be honest. Drunk people aren't, like, the greatest to be around if you're not indeed drinking with them.
It's kind of, no.
It's definitely an annoying feeling.
Like, Game 3 of the Dodgers and Padres NLDS at Petco Park. I was wearing my City Connect jersey that the Padres gifted me with my name on the back of it. The two drunk guys behind me kept asking me when I was going to go in and what kind of adult gets his name on the back of a jersey. Really.
They were going in on you then.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Oh. Wait, what were the lines?
Were these Padres?
When are you into the game?
Yeah, they're like, hey, he's ready. And also stuff
they're
like...
they're just tearing you up.
Just stuff like, what kind of adult gets their name on a jersey? And I never revealed where I got the jersey from.
This is true because Scravy is reciting this with no hesitation, word for word.
Yeah, he knows.
I never revealed where I got my jersey from. I just let them have their fun. Because if you don't engage a drunk person, they'll give up at some point because they'll forget about you. So there you go.
You would know.
I will never forget those guys, though. They were quite annoying, and I wanted to turn around so many times.
It's a good thing you didn't, because then there could have been fisticuffs. You know, you get drunk guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know the chat saying it's funny, and it is funny. It wasn't for me at the time.
I'm about to say, after...
because I really wanted to say, hey, the Padres gave me this, and they put my name on the back. So what are you going to say now, drunk man? All right, next one. Good job, guys.
Drunk man.
I need to hit the new music, or it's already started. I have an issue with my friend. We've been friends since we were kids, grew up on the same street, played baseball in the street, and took breaks for cars kind of thing. Fast forward to us now. We're both 32 years old, and I've been married for 3 years. My friend is dating a girl who is a really nice person, and I do think she is good for my friend, but she is a Dodgers fan and continues to think that's what I want to talk about. I'm a Padres fan. I don't want to talk about the Dodgers every time. Tony, how do I tell her nicely I don't want to talk about the Dodgers with her ever?
This is how you say it. You say, such and such. I hate the Dodgers passionately. And so although I respect your fandom of the Dodgers, I don't want to hear anything else about it. And if you continue to try to force me to talk about your team, it's gonna start to get between you and I's friendship. And it is important because you are my buddy's girlfriend.
Girl. And it seems like you guys are going to be
like
together
it's
for
serious.
A while.
So in order for us to have some middle ground here, I'm going to need you to be quiet on the Dodgers.
Neil says dump her, but it's the friend who's asking. What do you think, Chris? What would you say?
All you have to do is be really annoying about it, and I will guarantee you this will happen. Is this his best friend?
His girlfriend?
Yes, yeah. Best friend's. Best friend's girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm just saying the girlfriend is going to overpower you in this instance. Right?
That's why
guys
I was trying to
choose girlfriend over best friend every time.
I think so.
So you're going to lose out. So I think you got to take a back seat.
At this stage, 32, yeah. Guy is probably going to choose
probably going to go girl.
Yeah.
I remember George Carlin's advice to people that have a lot of needs. Drop some of your needs. It's the simplest way to do it.
Why don't you just drop the person?
Well, again, I think that person's going to drop you if you don't drop some of your needs. That's my whole point here.
Tyler says, friends should be looking out for you. Get him to tell her to cool it with the Dodger talk.
Either or you can go that route. Talk to your friend. But I think that I think you should address it head on.
I think this is the next time she starts talking about the Dodgers, say, I don't care, and get up and leave.
There you go.
And then you start a whole nother war, but you can accomplish what you want to
accomplish. I suggest you go at it my way, but you can go at it Scrape's way. It might work.
Man, there are some good drunk fan stories in the chat right now that we might have to bring back later. Apparently some guy started yelling at Hunter Renfro in the outfield and kept calling him Renfreeze for like the entire game. I don't know why, but that's the type of stuff you get.
That's the part that as a player it irritates you. He thinks in his mind that Renfreeze is actually good banter.
It's not.
It's trash.
All right, real quick. I have a golf question for y'all. When I play with friends, we play with loose rules, and it's definitely an honor system type of thing. So we were playing recently, and my friend hooked one into the trees on the left. We weren't sure he was going to find it, so I was doing my best Scraby and investigating. Thank you. Good job.
I know where this is going.
He didn't see me, but I saw my friend drop a ball. I wanted to see if he was going to call himself out, but when he got to the green, someone asked him, and he said he found his original ball. I still haven't said anything to anyone. Chris, would you out your friend for cheating at golf?
I don't consider that cheating at golf. Wait. I knew you were going to hate that answer.
He's lying.
Just grabbed a ball and dropped it.
He's lying. If you can't find your ball, drop one, hit.
You have to tell the other players in the group, though.
Have to tell them what?
That you are cheating. If you hit another ball and say it's your original ball.
Come on. You put the ball on the tee, right? You put the ball on the tee, you're taking your warm-up shot, you're getting ready, you're addressing the ball, and your club touches the ball and it falls off the tee.
That doesn't count.
As a professional, that's a stroke.
Not necessarily.
In my world, come on. Put the ball back up on the tee and hit again.
Listen, I'm all for like dropping the ball, but if one of my friends ask me that I
think
find
if somebody
ball,
calls you out, you should be
you
honest.
You gotta be honest.
That's the thing.
But I get your points, Chris, for sure. Like, none of us are professionals. But if you get called out, your buddy says, hey, man, did you find that ball? And you go, oh, yeah, I found it. That's cheating. That's a lie.
I don't know that I would be able to hold it in. I'd be like, dude, I just saw you drop a ball.
There's no way. I'd be like, you lying, you know
and
what.
And whoever asked this question, you answered your own question by outing them on our show.
Jose says something hilarious. Can't find your ball? Get the new MLB unis.
Yeah, you'll find them very quickly there.
Christmas the fans up next. 833-288. Why am I forgetting that?
0973.
Let me start that over. 833-288-0973. Get in line.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Kind of hungry right now. So, Chris, can you go to Spiro's and get me some Mediterranean food?
I would love to get it for all of us. And if you love Mediterranean food out there, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. They have a location in Coronado. And one in La Jolla, neither very far from where we are right now, Scrape. We could get out there. Or we could get dining or takeout options just by visiting SpirosCuisine.com.
Cuisine. All right, so if you have any problems out there that you want us to solve or at least try to solve, you can send me some DMs at Matt Scraby. I will try and put them together. I will not put anything that is not radio-friendly. I'm sorry to everyone. Maybe one day we'll answer those in podcast format. But today we have a couple different things. We have a guy who is now newly sober, and we got a golf question. We also have a guy who hates his friend's girlfriend, and he needs to know why.
That one sounds intriguing, but I'm looking forward to the golf question.
Oh, the golf question I think Chris is going to like. But here we go. First one, and it goes like this. This may be one for Scraby. Let me start it like this. I don't drink because I'm an alcoholic. Chris doesn't drink for personal choice. Right, Chris? It's not because you're an alcoholic.
Correct.
Did I get into something? Okay, let's move on. This may be one for Scraby, but I've been struggling with my drinking for years and years and years. Tried so many times to quit drinking, but I finally did stop drinking this year, and I am going strong. As of writing this, I have 49 days, and I'm not looking back. My problem is, I don't know the last time I went to a Padres game and did not drink. I am nervous about the temptation, but what I am most nervous about, the intoxicated fans around me. Chris, do you have any tips for me when I go to my first sober Padres game?
Well, I was going to say bring a big jug of Diet Coke with you, but they won't let you in with that.
That's true.
Yeah, make a beeline to the concession stand and get yourself a nice soda and sit back, relax, enjoy the ball game. And if you need to drink another one, drink another one. I always feel like keeping your hands busy, probably a fairly good idea. But I can't think of it in an alcoholic's terms, so I'm not going to answer that part of the question.
All right.
I'm just going to say try to keep yourself busy drinking something else.
All right, that's good advice. Tony, do you have any tips for him when he goes to his first sober Padres game?
Yeah, I think so. I want to ask you a question.
For me?
Yes.
Okay.
49 days into your sobriety.
Yeah.
Would you have been comfortable enough to go to
no.
a baseball game? That's what my advice is. Don't go.
By the time it would be...
Don't go.
Don't go.
By the time it might be over 100 days...
That's true. At what point would you have... In your sobriety,
six
walk.
Months,
30s. That's
six. That's 180.
That's far more than 100 days, right there.
Yeah.
When you first started reading this, that was the first thought that came to my mind. Why would you go? Why would you put yourself in that type of environment? Because I can rest assured, almost everybody else in that building is going to be having a cold beverage or two. Not almost everybody, most of the people there. So I would say if you're not 100% sure, don't go yet. There's a long season, right? It's April to October. I would say let some more time go before you put yourself into that oven.
It is an oven. Both of you guys with very good advice. Here are some of the chat suggestions. Cesar says perhaps this person can take score at the ballpark
and keep your mind
hands and mind busy. Also, can't you get free soda if you're a sober driver? I'm not sure, but I have heard that about the Padres games. Try some sunflower seeds.
Wait, what?
Free soda if you're
you're driving home drunk people, they'll give you free sodas?
Or a DD.
Yeah. What do you do? Wait, I want to know.
I
go with people drinking all the time, and I drive.
Are you the DD?
He's
not drinking,
for lack of a better term. So do I just walk up? I want to find out about this now and save some money on my sodas.
Yeah, if you're not buying any. Yeah, I mean.
So you just tell them everybody in my party is drinking and I'm not. So where's my free soda?
I don't know if you should say it just like that, but I think.
Where's my free soda?
Hey, I'm not drinking. Give me my free soda. Oh, we have a bicyclist in the chat.
I figured we'd get one.
How else should I get my cardio in?
Get your cardio, but stay out of the driving lanes. Simple.
All right. What my advice would be, Tony actually, he gave some pretty good advice by not going until you're ready. Because I remember my first event with drunk people as a non-drunk person.
How many days were you in?
It was probably around 50,
okay.
60 maybe. And I hated it and I left. Because there's something about people... Like Rob Manfred in your ear going, how do you like this concert? There's just something that I can't handle. And I know that's unfair because I was really annoying as a drunk person.
I mean, let's be honest. Drunk people aren't like the greatest to be around if you're not indeed drinking with them.
No.
It's kind of,
no.
It's definitely an annoying feeling.
Like Game 3 of the Dodgers and Padres NLDS at Petco Park. I was wearing my City Connect jersey that the Padres gifted me with my name on the back of it. The two drunk guys behind me kept asking me when I was going to go in and what kind of adult gets his name on the back of a jersey. Really, really, really.
Oh, they were going in on you then.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Oh.
Wait, what were the lines?
Were these Padres?
When are you going to the game? Yeah, they're like, hey, he's ready. He's ready. And also stuff
they're
like.
They're just tearing you up.
Just stuff like, what kind of adult gets their name on a jersey? And I never revealed where
you know
I got the jersey from.
This is true because Scravy is reciting this with no hesitation, word for word.
Yeah, he knows.
I never revealed where I got my jersey from. I just let them have their fun. Because if you don't engage a drunk person, they'll give up at some point because they'll forget about you. So there you go.
You would know.
I will never forget those guys, though. They were quite annoying, and I wanted to turn around so many times.
It's a good thing you didn't, because then there could have been fisticuffs. You know, you get drunk guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know the chat saying it's funny, and it is funny. It wasn't for me at the time.
I'm about to say, after...
Because I really wanted to say, hey, the Padres gave me this, and they put my name on the back. So what are you going to say now, drunk man? All right, next one. Good job, guys.
Drunk man.
I need to hit the new music. Oh, it's already started. I have an issue with my friend. We've been friends since we were kids, grew up on the same street, played baseball in the street, and took breaks for cars kind of thing. Fast forward to us now. We're both 32 years old, and I've been married for 3 years. My friend is dating a girl who is a really nice person, and I do think she is good for my friend, but she is a Dodgers fan and continues to think that's what I want to talk about. I'm a Padres fan. I don't want to talk about the Dodgers every time. Tony, how do I tell her nicely I don't want to talk about the Dodgers with her ever?
This is how you say it. You say, such and such. I hate the Dodgers passionately. And so although I respect your fandom of the Dodgers, I don't want to hear anything else about it. And if you continue to try to force me to talk about your team, it's gonna start to get between you and I's friendship. And it is important because you are my buddy's girlfriend.
Girl. And it seems like you guys are going to be
like
together
it's
for
serious.
A while.
So in order for us to have some middle ground here, I'm going to need you to be quiet on the Dodgers.
Neil says dump her, but it's the friend who's asking. what do you think, Chris? What would you say?
All you have to do is be really annoying about it, and I will guarantee you this will happen. Is this his best friend?
His girlfriend? Best friend?
Yes, yeah. Best friend's. Oh. Best friend's girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm just saying the girlfriend is going to overpower you in this instance. Right?
That's why
guys
I was trying to
choose girlfriend over best friend every time.
I think so.
So you're going to lose out. So I think you got to take a back seat.
At this stage, 32, yeah. Guy is probably going to choose
girl.
Yeah.
I remember George Carlin's advice to people that have a lot of needs. Drop some of your needs. It's the simplest way to do it.
Why don't you just drop the person?
Well, again. I think that person's going to drop you if you don't drop some of your needs. That's my whole point here.
Tyler says, friends should be looking out for you. Get him to tell her to cool it with the Dodger talk.
Either or you can go that route. Talk to your friend. But I think you should address it head on.
I think this is the option. Next time she starts talking about the Dodgers, say, I don't care, and get up and leave.
There you go.
And then you start a whole nother war, but you can accomplish what you want to accomplish.
I suggest you go at it my way, but you can go at it Scrape's way. It might work.
Man, there are some good drunk fan stories in the chat right now that we might have to bring back later. Apparently some guy started yelling at Hunter Renfro in the outfield and kept calling him Renfreeze for like the entire game. I don't know why, but that's the type of stuff you get
See, that's the part that as a player it irritates you. He thinks in his mind that Renfreeze is actually good banter.
It's not.
It's trash.
All right, real quick. I have a golf question for y'all. When I play with friends, we play with loose rules, and it's definitely an honor system type of thing. So we were playing recently, and my friend hooked one into the trees on the left. We weren't sure he was going to find it, so I was doing my best Scraby and investigating. Thank you. Good job.
I know where this is going.
He didn't see me, but I saw my friend drop a ball. I wanted to see if he was going to call himself out, but when he got to the green, someone asked him, and he said he found his original ball. I still haven't said anything to anyone. Chris, would you out your friend for cheating at golf?
I don't consider that cheating at golf.
Wait.
I knew you were going to hate that answer.
He's lying.
Just grabbed a ball and dropped it.
He's
drop
lying.
One. If you can't find your ball, drop one, hit.
You have to tell the other players in the group, though.
Have to tell them what?
That you are cheating. If you hit another ball and say it's your original ball.
Come on. You put the ball on the tee, right? You put the ball on the tee, you're taking your warm-up shot, you're getting ready, you're addressing the ball, and your club touches the ball and it falls off the tee.
That doesn't count.
As a professional, that's a stroke.
Not
in
necessarily.
My world, come on. Put the ball back up on the tee and hit again.
Listen, I'm all for like dropping the ball, but if one of my friends asked me that I
think
find
if somebody
ball,
calls you out, you should be
you
honest.
You gotta be honest.
There,
that's
the,
point.
The thing.
But I get your points, Chris, for sure. Like, none of us are professionals. But if you get called out, your buddy says, hey, man, did you find that ball? And you go, oh, yeah, yeah, I found it. That's cheating. That's a lie.
I don't know that I would be able to hold it in. I'd be like, dude, I just saw you drop a ball.
There's no way. I'd be like, you lying, you know
and
what.
And whoever asked this question, you answered your own question by outing them on our show.
Jose says something hilarious. Can't find your ball? Get the new MLB unis.
Yeah, you'll find them very quickly there.
Christmas the fans up next. 833-288. Why am I forgetting that?
0973.
Let me start that over. 833-288-0973. Get in line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.